Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting 5th. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting 8th. The DH, Leroy Stanton. Batting 9th. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bochy, who is chasing the ball. Grubb reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pachyuk. Bell reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. It's 1-0. Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Bochy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning bunts in front of the plate. Plummer fields it and throws to third for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to third. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Bochy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Cox moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Dick Pohl now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton strikes out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Bell moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Grubb scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Todd now pitching. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Plummer hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Tom House now pitching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grubb. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Clyde covering, for the out. Reynolds scores. Pachyorek moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pachyorek scores. Bochy moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Dan Spillner now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanton strikes out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Bill Plummer. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is hit by the pitch. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Oryk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Patchy Oryk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Patchy Oryk. Grubb moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Oryk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ted Cox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Alexander trying to get to home. Bhakti throws the ball into Stinson who tags Alexander who's trying to score from second, for the out. Speed moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Tom Patchy Oryk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Oryk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patchy Oryk hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bhakti takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grubb who is chasing the ball. Stein reaches third base with a triple. Roberts scores. Bhakti goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Leroy Stanton. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-5 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Montague now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bhakti throws the ball into Milburn, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Verizer scores. It's 8-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Horace Speed now playing right field. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Milburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Patchy Orrick strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.